Exclusive, Back the Blue, FBI stats show cops safest in years under Trump. After 17% reduction in line of duty deaths. By Matthew Boyle on January 7, 2026. Line of duty deaths, or LODs, are down significantly among law enforcement officers in the United States since President Donald Trump's return to the White House, the FBI told Breitbart News exclusively. Year over year, from year 2024 to year 2025. Such deaths among state, local, and federal law enforcement officers dropped 17% from 64 in the last year of former President Joe Biden's administration to just 53 in Trump's first year back in the White House. The 53 this past year in 2025 is also the lowest since 2020, Trump's last full year as president in his first term. There were 61 in 2022, 60 in 2023, and 64 in 2024. The numbers were particularly low in Trump's first term, with 50 in 2020, 48 in 2019, 57 in 2018, and 46 in 2017. Back when former President Barack Obama was in office, the numbers were, with the exception of a couple years, staggeringly high, 66 in 2016, 41 in 2015, 51 in 2014, 27 in 2013, 49 in 2012, 72 in 2011, and 55 in 2010. FBI Director Kash Patel told Breitbart News exclusively that the marked drop-off in cop killings in the line of duty is because of Trump's policies of letting cops do their jobs and backing the blue. This is a change that reflects President Trump's policies of letting good cops be cops across the country, Patel said in a statement. When leadership allows law enforcement to do their jobs well, results follow, like doubling violent crime arrests in 1 year, taking 2,000 kilos of deadly fentanyl off the street, and more, all delivering a safer America for everyone. One officer killed in the line of duty is still too many, but we are trending in the right direction. This FBI will continue having the backs of our local partners each and every day as they do the great frontline work protecting Americans. The FBI also provided Breitbart News with a chart showing the statistics in recent years. Trump's support for law enforcement has been a major part of his political coalition. In 2024, he was endorsed by the National Fraternal Order of Police, whose president Patrick Yost said upon the group's endorsement that Trump was the clear choice. Public safety and border security will be important issues in the last months of this campaign, Yost said at the time. Our members carefully considered the positions of the candidates on the issues and there was no doubt, zero doubt, as to who they want as our president for the next 4 years, Donald J. Trump.